From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Catholic bishops have secured the release of dozens of Nicaraguan student protesters trapped overnight inside a church under a hail of gunfire from armed pro-government supporters who killed at least one person inside. The students took refuge inside the Divine Mercy Catholic Church after gunmen loyal to President Daniel Ortega began shooting at them. Father Juan Domingo Gutierrez is a priest at that church.
We, the church, always support the people and the community. We stand alongside the needy, especially in a crisis situation like this, which the country is going through. In this difficult situation where the behavior of authorities makes no sense.
Nearly 3 months of clashes between forces loyal to President Ortega and demonstrators called for his ouster have claimed almost 300 lives in the bloodiest protests in Nicaragua since the country's civil war ended in 1990. Iraq's National Security Council deployed security forces and cut internet services Saturday as protests that began in Basra spread to several other cities. The council held an emergency meeting Saturday in Baghdad after protests over high unemployment, poor government services, and corruption spread across the region. The protests began in Basra early this week after residents of Iraq's most oil-rich city grew fed up with its own poverty, water, and power shortages. The United Nations says the conflict in Afghanistan killed nearly 1,700 civilians in the first 6 months of 2018. That's the highest number recorded at any comparable time over the last decade. The mid-year report on civilian casualties was released by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will ask Russian President Vladimir Putin when they meet Monday about his country's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election that has triggered a U.S. federal investigation the president has described as a rigged witch hunt. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's very important that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin meet as planned on Monday, despite the indictment of 12 Russian intelligence officers charged with hacking into Democratic email accounts during the 2016 presidential election. Pompeo says he's confident the meeting will put America in a better place. In a tweet, President Trump is trying to blame the Obama administration for not responding aggressively enough to the Russian hacking.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Generals from the United States and North Korea have met to discuss repatriation of the remains of U.S. soldiers who fought in the Korean War. Michael Minahan, an Air Force Major General with U.S. Forces Korea and the Chief of Staff for the United Nations Command, met with a North Korean general Sunday at the border village in the demilitarized zone. According to Korean sources, it has been 9 years since generals from the two sides last met. Repatriation was one of the items discussed last month at the historic meeting in Singapore between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A Palestinian official says Israel and Gaza militant groups agreed to a ceasefire Saturday. That agreement follows escalating violence as Palestinians battered Israel with rockets and Israel carried out its largest series of airstrikes on Gaza since the 2014 war. The latest round of violence started early Saturday, and news reports say that Egypt brokered the ceasefire. Israel has experienced a number of damaging fires resulting from incendiary devices, often gasoline-soaked rags set on fire. Palestinians sit across the border with kites and balloons. Protesters have also hurled firebombs, explosives, and burning tires at Israeli forces. Cuba is set to initiate political and other changes under proposed plan for constitutional reform. Details of the changes slated for the island's constitution were published Saturday in the main state newspaper. Changes include the creation of a prime minister position alongside the president, splitting the roles of head of government and head of state. The president will face new term limits to consecutive 5-year periods. Haiti's prime minister resigned Saturday after days of protest over the government's plan to raise fuel prices. Jack Guy L'Enfantant made the announcement to the lower house of Haiti's legislature. Haiti has been in turmoil since last week when the government announced plans for major increases in the prices of gasoline, diesel, and kerosene. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.